Where would you have actually entered the brickyards off from the road?
Where they built the new housing estate. Yeah,
where the new housing estate is now.
Is it right? Is the it Lakeside?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Lakeside. That's the old. That's literally the old entrance.
That is the
Yeah. And the lake is the old clay pit.
It is.
We think so.
Yeah, that was designed
it. Yeah.
And built houses on it there.
And the common brick kiln was on the left as you went in, and then round the corner was
the mill,
the mill, the rustics, where the rustics were made.
Right.
So, it's all filling in and made a lake now.
Mm.
And all the machinery in the place worked off one engine.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Through conveyor belts and
a sort of a diesel engine or something.
It was a big rusting engine.
Yeah.
Highly
polished.
I think it
was Joe Overton. He was the engineer.
It was his
baby. When I finished in the putting them on the stillages, I went on to be a setter in the common kiln. And that was on piecework. We used to get around 1,000.
Yeah.
And a good setter could set between 8,000 and 10,000 a day.
Right. Yes.
So, you know.
What's the three on you doing now?
At 17 years old, I was coming out with about £35 a week after I paid tax.
Yeah.
What's the three on you doing now?
Because it was on piecework, we used to have a chamber each.
Yeah.
A chamber each to fill.
Yeah.
And obviously on a Friday, they had to finish when they'd done a chamber, so you probably only did about 4,000 or 5,000 on a Friday. That was on piecework. And so when you got facing bricks, you had to put face to face so the actual fire didn't burn the face. And that was protection. And so every brick was doubly twisted all the time.
Yeah.
And it was very hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
The humidity was as bad as the heat, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you used to get this like pink dust from the ash. And when the drawers, they were the people that took out of the kiln.
Yeah.
And for them it was the hottest, that, obviously.
Mm.
But when they brought it out and the setters went in, you could still see the red ash on the floor.
Yeah.
So we used to get into a kiln and put the back wall up, because the fires were the other side, as quickly as you possibly could. And that used to cool it down a shade,
but
not very much.
So you were putting new bricks?
Putting bricks in the bay,
But you weren't building another internal wall, you were literally putting them against the...
Like a big tunnel.
With
fire holes all the way along the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And and we had to set them in such a way that where the holes were, it was a clear passage so that fire could go up and down.
Yeah.
And on top of the stacks where the potholes were, where they used to feed it from above, there was always a flat brick there, and that's the one they measured off.
Yeah, they measured.
They had a big steel rod with a hook on the end, with inch marks.
Yeah.
And when you first put the bricks in, they would measure that mark, and that shrunk 7 inches. The bricks were done then.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's clay, and then it's that big till it's fine.
Which seemed incredible. The whole stack shrunk 7 inches.
Yeah.
So once the kiln was filled, like he'd filled it, and he got to the door, then somebody else filled the door up, didn't they?
Yeah.
I did
that for a bit.